Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And the Odyssey app.
All right, back here on Cody and Gold, just getting started on a Wednesday. Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Nick Schwartz with you. We'll get to some comments from Tyrann Mathieu here in about 12 minutes or so. Good morning, JJ. I wanted to start just with last night because Brady Singer, of course, was terrific, and we see the 7 shutout innings from him. It seems like, I'm sure it's not, but was it as simple as, well, the changeup's just there for him and it was working?
Well, it wasn't just that simple. I mean, his fastball command was outstanding. His slider was outstanding. And then he mixed in 16, 17 changeups, which is something I don't think he's done in his career. Something he committed to when he's back in Omaha, and he's starting to get a feel for it. And it's going to really change the way he can attack hitters and, more importantly, how hitters can plan to attack him. So it was really a great night for him.
Was it just a matter of talking himself into it, JJ? We talked a little bit about this with, like, Jacob Junis, where – you can make suggestions and it can be easy to try to think about those things, but then when you get into the game and something isn't working, it's hard to stick with it. Was being sent down, what do you think kind of motivated this transition?
Well, there's a couple of things I think come into play here. First, you know, he was put in the major leagues in 2020 when he really wasn't a finished product. And that was calculated by us because of the COVID season. We thought he would develop better at the major league level than at the alternate site. You know, with that, he had to compete. And the way he competes at that time was fastball slider. So it was really difficult. The 2019 season, I identify a little bit more. We could have done more pressing on the changeup and how important it was. But, of course, we didn't anticipate him being in major leagues in 2020. And then pass forward to 22, you know, spring training went the way it did. Then he gets optioned out and his back's against the wall and, you know, a little bit more open-minded. What do I need to do? And the message was simple. Your fastball profile needs to be better, more like it has been in the past. Your command needs to be better. You need to throw that changeup and have conviction with it. And he'll gain confidence. He already has. I mean, just in the, you know, 3 outings in AAA, and then last night, the confidence is growing with it. And he threw it in some counts last night. I didn't expect him to do that, which really just shows how much more confident he is in just really a 3 or 4 week period.
JJ, is it safe to say, because he was the extra man on the doubleheader, that it's procedural that he got sent back down and we should expect Brady Singer to make another start soon?
Well, it's hard to deny what he did last night. I mean, we're going to make that decision. He can't pitch for 4 days right now, so being a 27th man, it makes sense that he goes back, and then we'll see how the next couple days go. But, you know, what I will say, it's hard to deny what he did last night.
JJ, when you're looking at the development, I think it was Dayton that was talking about it yesterday and you a little bit over there, and he mentioned rushing the starting pitchers up there. If that's what happened, too many of the young starters got up to the big leagues sooner than you guys would have liked it, what's the solution now to getting them ready or getting them to the level you need them to be?
Well, you're starting to see it. I mean, Brady was optioned out. Bubich was optioned out. You know, when you start making moves like that, I think pitchers are starting to get out of that development mode and the win now mode. You know, we have a level of patience that's probably as great as any team in baseball. But when you're not getting consistent starts the way it has gone the first 5 weeks, something has to be done. Got to get option back to the minor leagues. We don't like to do it, but they're on our roster, and that's who we have to work with. So if they're not getting it done in the major leagues, they're going to go to Omaha and figure it out. And when they figure it out, they'll come back up.
When you're looking at some of those other young starters in the minors, like Heasley, who just came up, or some of the other ones who look good at the double or triple A level, does that mean they might get an opportunity if some of these other major league guys aren't getting it done?
Yeah, you always have to manage your roster, but we have to recognize and evaluate who's pitching well and who can succeed and help this major league team win. But, you know, we did it last year. I mean, Zerbin Heasley came up from double A, so it's not like we haven't done that before. You know, you do need to have somebody who's performing well. You need to have opportunity, and then you have to have room on your roster if they're a non-roster pitcher. But, you know, we'll continue to look at who's pitching well, who's playing well, and whoever can help us will get opportunities.
We're talking to the general manager of the Kansas City Royals, J.J. Piccolo. Over on the hitting side, we know the move earlier this week to move on from Terry Bradshaw, and Alex Zumwalt now takes over that role here for this season. What do you believe he brings to the table that perhaps you haven't seen at the major league level the last couple of years?
Well, in 2020, when we made the change in the minor leagues, or fall of 19, really, the concerted effort was decisions. We felt like we chased too much. We didn't hit the ball hard, which kind of go hand in hand. And we were swinging and missing too much. So Alex's background, he was an advanced scout for us. So he watched a lot of major league games over a number of years, played a lot of years in the minor leagues. He's just got a really good feel for what happens in a game, and he's able to make adjustments. But when we asked him to fill that role, he came up with a really good plan along with Drew Saylor and Keone Duran and Mike Tozar. The hitters have bought into it. There's processes in place that a lot of our young hitters are now getting to the major leagues are accustomed to. And more than anything, when you think about culture and environment, Alec, Keone, they're such positive guys. They have energy. I mean, I don't know how they do it every day. I mean, it is hours in the cage, and they just go. I mean, they just go and go and go, and it's infectious, and players love being around them. So, you know, at this point in time, when you make a move in the middle of the year, you got to think about the clubhouse and the camaraderie and, you know, what's the messaging going to be, and how are players going to be, you know, are they going to be receptive to what's going on? And I think just Alex's positivity along with Keone, Mike Tozar, John Mabry, it's going to change, you know, so we felt it was necessary right now.
How would you describe the clubhouse, I guess, at the moment, J.J.? Dayton has talked endlessly about how important that culture is, and I imagine if you guys were expecting to win at the beginning of this year, so was the team, and got off to a rough start. How is the clubhouse now, considering there's a lot more movement than there has been over the last couple of years as far as who could be sent down or even coaches and stuff?
Well, I think that, you know, first, I know Monday was a tough day for a lot of guys because they've known Terry since the day they signed. So it was a tough day. And really, other than Salvador Perez, nobody was on this team the last time we made a coaching change in the middle of the year. But, you know, the urgency is there. You know, I think the best message I got from some of the veteran players on Monday was, hey, we're accountable. You know, we weren't swinging the bats well. We feel bad that we were part of the problem here. So when players start to hold themselves accountable at a level that is acceptable in the major leagues, you're moving in the right direction. And I think the clubhouse was a little bit down Monday, picked up a little bit yesterday. We knew there was going to be a little bit of a transition, you know, until things settle in. But there's, you know, that upbeat positivity that we need, you know, will exist. And I think the accountability piece is the major part of it. And we have enough veteran players on this team, especially offensively, that can help lead us to where we need to go.
Speaking of Royals general manager J.J. Piccolo here on Cody and Gold, for the people who are trying to justify Bradshaw versus Eldred, I know those conversations came up a little bit. Am I reading this correctly in that part of this is Cal is working with a lot younger pitchers and there were established veterans, and that's why maybe you move there? Because, like, statistically, you could say, well, both sides have struggled. Both pitching and offense have ranked near the bottom five too many times or too consistently, J.J. What, you know, like, when you're trying to explain the reasoning behind why you make one move versus another, what's the logic behind it?
Yeah, the expectation was simply higher on the offensive side to start the year. We knew from a pitching perspective there was going to be some ups and downs. I mean, three of our five starters every time around, you know, don't have more than really a year and a half in the major leagues, and some of them even, you know, less than a year. That's tough. That's really tough. It's tough on our bullpen, and we have to recognize that. And when you throw Brad Keller in the mix, he's in his fourth year, but he's still 26 years old. So, you know, really the only veteran guy we have in the rotation is Zach Greinke. So that's a lot to shoulder on young pitchers. It's a lot that trickles down to our bullpen. So we knew there was going to be some struggles there with our pitching. The hitting, we had higher expectations right from opening day, and it just wasn't happening. And that was simply why the decision was made with hitting versus pitching. We're going to continue to bust our butts to get our need to go. The urgency's there. Cal understands it. Mike understands it. Larry Carter understands it. Paul Gibson in minor leagues understands it. And that's what we've got to go. We've got to go to work every day and understand where we are, but also where we want to get to and what are realistic expectations.
I feel like expectations obviously were pretty high for Carlos Hernandez heading into this season after what we saw last year. Do you view right now the bullpen as the best option for him? Is that something that's short term?
Well, he's gonna start tomorrow. The way we lined up with the doubleheader, he's gonna start tomorrow. Carlos needs to pick it up. He hasn't pitched the way he pitched last year. He's very aware of it. You know, he's searching for answers right now. We got to get the shape to his breaking ball, you know, where it was last year. His fastball command needs to be better. So there are things that, you know, we've identified. We're working on it in his bullpen sessions, and now it's got to happen in the game. So we'll see what happens once we get through this time through the rotation and make a decision on whether or not it's staying in rotation or go to the bullpen.
Any idea on the velocity dip with him, JJ? I think a lot of people have asked that question. Is that just a year-to-year thing, or do you guys have something figured out on that end either?
Well, he's not being as aggressive. I mean, this guy can throw 100 miles an hour. He's just not being aggressive. And when you're not aggressive, it's a sign of confidence or lack of confidence. So that's part of the messaging as well. You got to get back to being aggressive, attack the zone. Don't be afraid to make mistakes. You give up a home run, who cares? But if you walk a guy or two and then give up a home run, that's a bigger problem. But stay on the attack. That's what you did last year. And I think that is probably why his velocity's down.
We know Salvador Perez put on the 10-day injured list after game one of yesterday's doubleheader. At this point, any update on how severe you guys believe this is?
Well, you know, Salvi wanted to play game two. He was very concerned with MJ catching two games. You know, he's never done that. I think he was the third catcher in Royals history to do that. He's never done that as a professional. We always, in the minor leagues, split games and doubleheaders up like we do in the major leagues. So he's really concerned for MJ, which, you know, is an indication of how much of a team guy Salvi is. And he really wanted to play. But it was in his best interest, our best interest, not only not to play, but to go on the DL. 10 to 14 days, you know, it's a thumb, so it's his left thumb. So catching 125 pitches a night, whatever it is, he's taking a pounding on that thumb all night long. And then, of course, as a hitter, you know, all it takes is one jam shot, and he might be out longer. So it was the best thing for him and for the organization to go on the IL.
Does that mean, I guess, when you look at it, does that mean maybe DH time for him when he comes back, JJ?
We'll see. I think it all depends on how he's feeling. You know, Salvi's he's a warrior. He doesn't want to hit. You know, he was so distraught, you know, when we made the decision in between games. He wants to play, and he wants to catch. I mean, he's playing right now. His hip's banged up. His knee's banged up. You know, he just wants to play. I mean, that's what makes him such a great player. So we'll just have to see how he's feeling. I know what his answer is going to be, but we'll see how he feels and whatever's best, not only at the time, but even long term. We got a lot of games left in the season, and we need him. So we take any risks that he would be out of the lineup for a longer period of time.
JJ Pecola, Royals general manager. Thanks as always for calling in. Really appreciate it.
No problem, guys. Thank you.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.